You know, I think about, you know, of course, many thoughts go through my mind as far as, you know, the needs of each and every one of us as a child of God and as people or young people in the youth group. And we, you know, we appreciate, you know, just God's word and what it has for us tonight. And as we said in our prayer, if we have that desire to walk, and I know the choir sings this song every once in a while, I want to walk as close as I possibly can. And if that is our aim and goal, then we are going to be successful in our Christian life. And that should be all of our desires tonight, is to walk as closely as we possibly can to God. And so the thought that we want to bring forth tonight for just a few minutes is giving ourselves over to God, or giving ourselves to God. And I want to start with Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. We're going to go verse 1 and verse 2 in this. And it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present yourselves a living sacrifice, or present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We also want to read tonight 2 Corinthians 5:14. 2 Corinthians 5:14, we're going to start there and read verse 15 as well. So 2 Corinthians 5:14, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because he thus judge, or we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And verse 15 says that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. So Paul here is telling us in the Corinthian letter that, you know, Christ died for us tonight, but we should live, not to ourselves, but live for him that died for us, which is Christ. And so Romans verse, or chapter 6, verse 13, we want to read one verse here, Romans 6:13. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God, all as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. And so tonight in our thoughts, you know, we're going to yield ourselves, young people, either to the enemy, or we're going to yield ourselves unto God. And as we live and work in this world, we go to school in this world, there are many, many, many opportunities for us to yield to the world, right? Would you agree with that? There are many opportunities that cross our pathway. You know, I think in our, you know, as we go to work every day, we work with young people, you know, there are a lot of things that are going on. There's vaping. There's drugs. There's, you know, we had an incident in school. I won't repeat what happened in our class. But there was an incident that happened in our class this week that in 19 years, I've never seen it happen before, but it happened. But there are many opportunities to yield ourselves to the world. And young people, God wants us. God wants us to yield ourselves unto him. And he wants us to, again, as we said earlier, walk as close as we possibly can. And my admonition to you tonight is refuse to give in to sin. You know, there are a lot of things that we refuse to do. Some of us have a very stubborn nature. Does anybody in here want to admit to having a very stubborn nature? There are some of us in here that have a very stubborn nature. Some of our children, when growing up, they just absolutely they put their arms together, I'm not going to do it. Or they'll go, mm-mm, you know, and they'll shake their head. It's amazing that that's the first word it seems like little children know is no. That's the first word, no. I'll even ask little Adeline. Adeline, what did you do? No. Or Adeline, do you want, I mean, even if it's something good, Adeline, do you want something? No. She might not mean it, but that's what comes out of her mouth, right? But young people, we need to be stubborn for the things of God. And we need to refuse to yield ourselves or give ourselves over to those things that are sinful. Even though that we're surrounded by many, many opportunities to do so, we need to refuse to give in to sin. And the verse says, as we read, we're not to yield our members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but we must refuse or we must be unwilling. You know, we all have a will. Every single one of us tonight have a will. Now, just as we said, some of us are very stubborn by nature, and some of us have a very stubborn will. We all have a will tonight. We all have a will. And first, we must give that will over to God and say, God, whatever my will or whatever your will is my will. That's what we ought to have. That's the attitude we ought to have tonight is whatever your will is my will. And give over our will to Him. Why? Because if we refuse to let go of what our will is, it's going to lead us into trouble. It's going to lead us down the wrong path tonight. And so we must refuse to or be unwilling to turn our members into instruments that displease God. And what members is Paul talking about in this passage tonight? When he talks about not yielding our members, what is he talking about tonight? Right? Our fingers, our eyes, our ears, our mouth, even our feet, our hands. Those are those members that Paul is talking about. We must refuse or be unwilling to let those members become instruments that displease God. And how can they be used as instruments of unrighteousness? I want to come down and I want to just be very plain and simple tonight, because sometimes that's where we need to be, right? Very plain and simple. But our hands, I want you to think about our hands tonight. What are those things, and I guess we don't have to name them out tonight, but what can these hands get into that would be instruments that would displease God? Well, if I get aggravated and I punch somebody in the nose, that would displease God, right? Would that be true? Would that be true?
True.
Brother Jacob?
What? Hands? No. I'm sorry. I got mixed up.
I'll fight. Okay, there are some things that maybe, so feeling, there are some things that probably we should not feel with our hands, right?
Breaking something?
Oh, stealing. I thought you said stealing. I thought you said feeling. Okay, stealing. That is, okay.
Breaking something?
Okay, so breaking something.
With anger.
I'm sorry?
With anger.
With anger, that is right. So, now I want you to think about how can we use these same hands and turn them into vessels that would please God. Brother Trey?
Handing out cookies.
Handing out cookies, there you go. Handing out cookies.
Cleaning on the grounds.
Making cake. Okay, so Sister Brooke over here said that picking up the Bible, reading the Bible, right? Or Hayden. Hayden Brooke. Isn't that true? Uh-huh, see? All right. So, how about, I think Brother Hogan needs somebody to help move, right? That requires hands, right? So you see that these same hands right here can become instruments of righteousness, things that please God, or they can become instruments that displease God. How about our eyes? The things that we look at are either going to please God or displease God. You know, there are a lot of things out in this world that we should not be looking at. We ought to be looking away. And again, there are a lot of opportunities for us to use these eyes as instruments of unrighteousness. But doing the same thing, we can either use these eyes in a way that would please God and draw us closer to God, or we can use these same eyes and also displease God and turn them into instruments of unrighteousness. I think about, you know, reading the Word of God, getting into the things of God. You know, these things that, you know, I think about often how God gave us all of these things. He created each and every one of us with all of these, what do you want to say, instruments that we have, are members of our body, and He created those things that they would be used to please Him, right? Isn't that what He created us for? Isn't that what He created us for? We are His creation, and we're created in His image. So if we're created in His image, right, then we ought to be wanting to serve God. Although He gave us a free will, right? That we can choose. We can choose. But I also think about our ears. Those are another one of those members tonight, that we can choose to either use them as instruments of righteousness or instruments of unrighteousness. True. We can use these ears to listen to a lot of ungodly things. We can use these ears to listen to gossip, right? We can use these ears to listen to maybe things that are untrue about somebody else, which I suppose falls under the line of gossip. Or we can also take and we can listen to godly things. Think about all the godly music that we have. A lot of the Church of God music. Everything that we have, you know, many of our songs are right online. Things that we can pull down and we can listen to. Messages that we can listen to. What a wonderful opportunity that we have and wonderful resource that we have is the Church of God website, right? And we can pull all those things down and we can listen to those things and we can actually watch those things. You know, messages or things that have been put online. Why? For our building up, right? To become better instruments of righteousness tonight. What about our mouth? What about our mouth tonight? It can become an instrument of unrighteousness or an instrument of righteousness, those things that please God. We can say things that will cut somebody, that will hurt somebody, that will tear somebody down. We can have words come out of this mouth that are dirty and vulgar and all those sorts of things. It's amazing, and I'll say it again. I probably said it 100 times, but I have students at school. There's things that come out of their mouth that they have no idea that they're saying it because it is so ingrained in them. And I'll call them out on it, and they'll say, "What? What did I say?" And I said, "You said a word." "I did." Yeah, you did. But we, as instruments of righteousness, right? Words should be coming out of this mouth that build up the kingdom of God, to build up God, right? These things that come out of our mouth tonight should be those things that lift praise to God or bring glory to God. You know, I had an opportunity this week. My teaching partner, this is been a very difficult year for him to start off with. New to teaching in high school. And there are just some other things that coming along with that he's dealing with. And you know, I had a wonderful opportunity to sit down with him. I believe it was Thursday afternoon. There was something that was really bothering him, and was able to sit down and just share some things about God, to share some things about, you know, my life. And you know, we can use this mouth, young people, to encourage each other. We can be an encouragement to somebody. But all too often, why do we find it so easy to let things come out of this mouth that tear people down? And young people, we ought to be very aware. We ought to be very aware. Sometimes, you know, my wife and my daughter over here, they will say, "You're so slow at answering us." All right? They'll ask a question. I'm so slow. But you know, I like to think things over before I answer. Why? Because I want to make sure that whatever comes out of this mouth is the right thing. I want to make sure that I'm saying something that would be, again, the correct way of saying something. And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, or I don't want to misspeak in my speaking. And I want to make sure that I am giving the right answer. And young people, if we were just, you know, Sister Sherry talked about putting a filter, right? And she thought about bringing in a coffee filter. And sometimes we need to put a filter on our mouth, right? We need to put a filter on our mouth. Why? Because the words that we're saying need to be filtered. Now, God gave us the Holy Spirit, right? He gave us the Holy Spirit. And if we would run our thoughts before they come out, I always tell my students, what goes on here does not have to come out here. Because there's a lot of thoughts that go on up here that should not come out this mouth right here. But if we run our thoughts through the filter of the Holy Spirit tonight, I want you to think about that. If we let our thoughts run through the filter of the Holy Spirit tonight, our words would come out in a way that would build one another up and also lift up God as well. And as the people of God, remember, we have the choice to yield ourselves as members, or yield our members either to righteousness or unrighteousness. We have that choice. But I believe that there is a wonderful group of young people right here. You want to do the right thing, right? I wholly believe that. You want to do the right thing, but we have to be careful. You know, the children saying, "Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear." Well, there's a lot of truth to that song. We have to be careful. There ought to be a carefulness about us, young people, that we ought to be striving every single minute of the day to please God and to yield our members unto God tonight. And I can go on. We can talk about our hands, our feet, those sorts of things. But, you know, we are using our members to please God or to serve the enemy tonight. And when the devil comes around to tempt us, and we're all tempted, every single one of us are tempted. But when the enemy comes around to tempt us, we need to tell him that we refuse to yield our members tonight. And I've said out loud before, devil, I refuse to yield my whatever to that temptation. Has anybody ever done that before? I've been serious enough in times of my life that I come right out and said, devil, I refuse to yield to this temptation. You know, sometimes that might be helpful if you would do that tonight, especially those that may yield to temptation. Maybe you're going through a trial. Maybe you're being tried and you fail in that, and you yield to that temptation. Maybe you ought to try speaking to the enemy out loud and say, devil, I refuse. I refuse to yield myself, or I refuse to yield to this temptation tonight. But young people, we need to yield our whole self, not just parts of us, but our whole self unto God. And what does yield mean? It means to submit or to surrender to. Are we totally surrendered to God tonight, or is there some part of us tonight that is unyielded to God? God wants all of us, not just part of us. God wants all of us tonight. And so if we're serious about serving God, we need to give our whole self over to Him tonight. Romans 12:1 says, or speaks of presenting ourselves as a living sacrifice unto God. We need to tell Him that we want to give ourselves to Him. And not only that, prove it in our deeds and in our doings. We choose to give to Him our lives and surrender to Him by telling Him what we have decided to do. And so, to keep this a little bit shorter tonight, I want you to think about something. As we pray, and as we look to God for help each day, have you ever thought about praying this way before? Lord, where do you want my feet to go today? And I know that we have things that we have to do. We have to go to work, right? We have to go to school. Some of us are in college. There are some things that we have to do. But I often think about my wife's little to-do list. She's got a weekly to-do list. It's broken down into every single day of the week. And she's got on that list all the things that need to be done on any given particular day. But what if God came to my wife, or came to any one of us in this room tonight, says, I would like for you to do this. Maybe it's to go visit somebody. Or maybe it's to pray, take some extra special time and pray for them. Or maybe give them a call or send them a text or whatever it might be. Are you willing to set aside your to-do list to do what God asked you to do? Or are you so rigid in what you have to do on any given particular day that you don't have time to do what God would have you to do? But again, have you ever thought about praying, Lord, where do you want my feet to go today? Or how about, Lord, guide my feet. Guide my feet in the way that I should go today. Why? Because sometimes we go into uncharted territory. Sometimes our life takes us into uncharted territory, and we need God's guidance as we tread into that uncharted territory. We need God's guidance. Or, Lord, what would you like for my mouth to say today? Or, how about help me guard my lips? Help me guard my lips from saying something that would be offensive to someone today. If we were to pray that way, and if we really meant it, as I said a little bit earlier, If we would put all, let all that stuff go through the filter of the Holy Spirit, I believe that many of the words that come out of our mouth would be vastly different than what we intended on saying or what came to our mind when we got upset with somebody, right? Or, Lord, am I thinking what you want me to think? You know, there's a lot of thoughts that go through our mind each and every day. But are we thinking on those things that God wants us to think on? Are we praying maybe in such a way that we ask God, what do you want me to think on today? And maybe it's through a song. Maybe he brings, you know, it's amazing throughout the day. Maybe when you're tried, or maybe when you're tired, or maybe when you're weary, or maybe when things are just not going just quite like we want to. Do you ever have those kinds of days? I have those a lot of days. But it's amazing if we're thinking on the things of God and we're thinking about, you know, those things that God wants us to think on, all of a sudden as we're going through that part of the day, God brings a song to our mind. And I'll start humming that song, or I might start singing little bits and parts of that song. And it's kind of funny, or I'll start whistling. I might be walking through the welding lab, and I might start whistling, and all of a sudden you hear a lot of the other students start whistling too. Sometimes they may not even know what I'm whistling, but they're whistling. And so the point being is, young people, if we're thinking on the things that God wants us to think, again, we're talking about giving ourselves over to God. And if we're wholly given over to God tonight and we're thinking the things that God wants us to think, there are all kinds of thoughts that come to our mind. And, you know, not only encourages us when we're going through maybe the hard part of the day, or we're going through maybe a time in the day that, you know, things just are not going right, there's encouragement in that. But also, we can turn around and be an encouragement to others. Or, have you ever thought about praying this way? Am I watching or listening to those things that are pleasing you? Have you ever thought about praying that way? Or, as we talked a little bit earlier, am I doing with my hands your will? Again, you might think it's funny, or it's a funny way to pray, but I believe that if we were to pray that way, we would be more conscious of what we are allowing our members to engage in tonight. Because young people, again, there are some things that we may innocently engage in that will take us down a path that we shouldn't be going down. And so even in our innocence, we start down a particular path. There are a lot of traps that the enemy has along the way that we can fall into. And so that's why that we have, and just like I said here, as far as, you know, praying this particular way, it brings an awareness that even in maybe some of the things that we engage in innocently, or it starts out innocently, it brings a greater awareness. Is what I'm doing pleasing you, Lord? Is what I'm doing pleasing you? And by praying this way, we're allowing God to lead us. And as we grow in the Lord and are ready for more, then God will reveal those things. But you know, we've got a lot of young people in here. A lot of young people coming in tonight. So this is good for us older ones as well. That we are reminded that we should be yielding our members to through unrighteousness, those things that would displease God. But we should be yielding our whole self tonight to those things which please God. And so again, a few simple thoughts tonight, but you know, sometimes we have to go back to basics, right? We have to go back to basics. And I often talk about, you know, this with my students, and I've talked about this with other people before. Sometimes when we, you know, I think about football teams or I think about sports teams, and they go through slumps. Some people, I've heard, you know, batters before. When they get up the bat, they're in this slump. They can't hit a pitch for nothing. And they'll talk about, well, all of a sudden, then at a certain point, you know, it seems like their bat catches fire and they hit everything that comes across the plate. And they'll ask them, well, what happened? What's the difference? Well, I went back to basics. I went back to the basics of, you know, watching the ball, hitting the ball, swinging the bat, those sorts of things. Went back to basics, and it made all the difference in the world. And so young people, going back to the basics and making sure that we know those basics are very, very important for not only the younger, but also the old, right? And so we appreciate you very much. We'll turn back over to Brother Lucas.
Some very, very good thoughts. While Brother Steve was talking, I thought about Enoch. And when Enoch's mentioned in the Bible, it's basically just a name and lineage. But it interrupts the lineage to say, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And it was so important that Enoch walked with God. And I don't think that got included in the Bible because he walked with God on the fence. But I think it was because he was right next to God and walked as close as he can.
Right.
So we need to be careful, do those things, back to the basics, like Brother Steve said. If you would stand with me, if there's nothing else, nothing I forgot, we're going to go ahead and be dismissed.